This is Bilingual Sounds 88.5 KCSN HD3 and KSBR HD3 Mission Viejo. We are a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming online at bilingualsounds.org and on the Bilingual Sounds app.
To Bilingual Sounds, support your local scene. I'm your host, Carissa Kelly. Hey, hi, hello. And I'm here to take you through the best and the brightest of what the LA music scene has to offer. Every week, we'll showcase a local artist that has caught our eyes and our ears, play some of their material, and let them tell you, in their own words, what they're all about. Today, however, you get me all to yourselves, because I'm here for another solo episode. So, I'm here to answer some of your burning questions about the show, or about myself, and give you a forecast of what's going on around LA. So, that first track was One Step, featuring Philip Lassiter, by the CTs. And the CTs was actually last week's guest for Support Your Local Scene. We actually did a more educational episode about the music industry because Michaela D. Jordan, the front person of the CTs, has their own alternative to a record label or record deal. And if you'd like to go back and listen to that episode, I do believe it is now archived up on the Bilingual Sounds website. So go ahead and find the Support Your Local Scene playlist and go ahead and give that a listen, because it's honestly a great interview and I'm really proud of it. This next track, this one is called Rose by Inner Wave. I'll be back to answer some of your questions in just a few songs. You're supporting your local scene.
I could not go. Bilingual Sounds, the best station to discover music from independent, rising artists like myself from Los Angeles and around the world.
Supporting your local scene right here on Bilingual Sounds 88.5 HD3. I'm Carissa Kelly, your host, and you have me all to yourselves in the studio this evening. So I'm answering some of your burning questions about the show and myself, in case you care. So, our first question is, what drew you to radio? Good question. It was more like happenstance than something I was actively looking for, but I think that's how the best things happen. Is I actually started coming here at 88.5 SoCal Sound / Bilingual Sounds as an intern as part of my senior thesis project, or in lieu of one, as I was finishing up my screenwriting degree here at Cal State Northridge. Woo! And I really found a love for the art of playlist curation. I mean, I've been doing it by myself for many a year now. Shout out to the OGs who listen to my Spotify playlists. I made one every single month for a few years. But since I've been doing radio playlists, I think I'm fatigued as far as Spotify playlists go. So I apologize for that if you're out there waiting for anything on my Spotify. But yeah, and so from there, I just really fell in love with the medium of radio. I really hate that it's kind of going away. I really don't want it to, because there's so much merit in people curating a playlist just for you, the listeners. I think DJing is an underrated skill. But yeah, that's kind of how I got started. And from there, I just started pitching ideas. Byron, the curator here at Bilingual Sounds, gave me Kickin' It. That's my Thursday night show. I've been doing that pretty consistently over this year. I guess come January or February, whenever I started Kickin' It, that'll be a year of me on the air. So we'll have to do a little celebration for that sometime. And just a few months ago, I pitched the idea for Support Your Local Scene. Everyone loved it, and so here we are now. So I'll actually hold off on more questions because I think we've got a song that you absolutely need to hear at this moment in time. This one is called Falling Down the Stairs from Dammit Diana. She will actually be joining us in a couple of weeks for a crossover episode. I can also perhaps reveal the other guest that will be coming on maybe at some point in the show, or maybe I won't. I contain multitudes. I'm full of mystery, but I won't be for long because you've sent me some questions about myself. So here it is. Falling Down the Stairs, Dammit Diana, right here on Bilingual Sounds. You're supporting your local scene.
How to beat a constant rate. I need to regulate. Need to regulate. You go to self-diagnose. Who's just my neighbor Rosa? Drink to the host. Come on, but raise a toast. To the one who I love. The one I hate the most. And I drink with the host. I drink with the host. Do you see me falling down the stairs? Please forgive me. I am not myself. You can save me, baby, if you care. I will warn you, I am not myself. You can kill me with only just your stare. I adore you, I want you to myself. If you see me falling down the stairs, I will warn you, I did it to myself. If you see me falling down the stairs, please forgive me, I am not myself. Save me, baby, if you care.
friends, you are supporting your local scene right here on Bilingual Sounds. And you have me, your hostess with the mostest, Chrissa Kelly, in studio just by my lonesome answering your burning questions. So that song was No Obligation by the Linda Lindas. Love them. That's off of their new record by the same title. All right. So you sent in a lot of questions. I'm going to do my best to get through some of my favorites. No offense to those of you who I don't answer. There is always next time I do a solo episode. So this question, love this question. Favorite records. Okay, so I don't necessarily have strict criteria for a perfect record, but there's a few that I can name. So for technical reasons, like as far as music production goes, I will have to be extremely cliche and say Dark Side of the Moon. But as far as songwriting and cohesion goes, I would say, and structure, a couple of my all-time favorite records is Dreamboat Annie by Heart and Deeper Well by Casey Musgraves. That one just came out earlier this year. I've been obsessed with it, if you know, you know. And another record that I think is also absolutely perfect from top to bottom is The Kick Inside by Kate Bush. I know that's her debut record. I know that it's not necessarily her most notable work, even though it does have Wuthering Heights on it, which was kind of her very early claim to fame. But I also just think that that's such a texturally interesting record, and I just adore Kate Bush. She was just such a weirdo, and she continues to be a weirdo, and I really, really respect that. And so let's see, what's our next question? Thank you for that, by the way. You've given me ample opportunity to yap about music, and that's my favorite pastime. So let's see. Favorite moment on the show? Favorite moment on the show? Oh my gosh, that's hard. I would have to say the one that comes to mind at the moment is a recent crossover episode I did with Church Burglars and Triangle Fire. It was the first live session I did on the show, actually the only one that I've done to date, because we will have subsequent crossover episodes, most definitely. But it was the first time that these guys had ever met, and they just jammed out. Like, it was incredible. I count myself very lucky that I was able to foster that creativity and to bring those two people together, because they absolutely killed it. It was just a wonderful thing to experience. And another one of my favorite interviews I've done is with Benny the Ghost. One of my favorites because, I mean, they're all my favorites. Like, it's like asking me to pick a favorite child. Like, not that I have children, but my show is my child, you know? And I just can't do that. But with Benny the Ghost, it was just very chill, very vibey. And while we were off air, we were kind of joking that we should start a podcast or whatever, because we both do have really good radio voices, and it was just a silly, awesome time. Benny the Ghost, one of my favorite interviews I've done to date. They're all my favorite. I hate having to choose. But in the meantime, this is also another one of my favorite friends who I've invited on the show. This song is called The Devil in Me by James Booth and The Return. I hope you enjoy, my friends. You are supporting your local scene.
Every night you kill me just the way you did before. The candles of my love are waxy puddles on the floor. Your fire burns so strong and it demands
magic so mysterious and quick. I melted off your shell, found the chocolate Santa threw it. Should anybody ask, I'll say the devil made me do it. And every day I hustle just to keep you satisfied. With my goody two shoes on like the piper that is pied. I'd gladly blow your whistle if you'd only play my horn. I'd take you for an angel were it not for all your scorn. I bit off quite a mouthful and I vainly tried to chew it. If anybody asks, I'll say the devil made me do it.
Us on Instagram. Search us by name. We are Bilingual Sounds. Tu contribución marca la diferencia. Donate on the Bilingual Sounds app or online at bilingualsounds.org. No dejes que Bilingual Sounds desaparezca.
Thanks to Live Nation's support, Bilingual Sounds continues to bring you fresh musical finds. The Altons and The Sincere's are ready to break some hearts and welcome you to their Heartbreak Tour 2025. These two neo-soul bands perform at the Belasco on Friday, March 7th. Tickets are available at livenation.com. The Altons and The Sincere's, The Belasco, Friday, March 7th.
LA Times presents the reveal party for the 101 best restaurants in LA list, presented by City National Bank on December 3rd at the Hollywood Palladium. For unlimited bites and sips from top LA restaurants and the live unveiling of the iconic annual list. Tickets on sale now at latimes.com/101event. That's latimes.com/101event.
Are you looking to spread the word about your business or tell performing arts and music fans about your show, concert, or event? The SoCal Sound is a new DIY online underwriting platform that's an easy way to begin airing your messages. It's a simple, quick, and affordable way to reach people across LA and Orange County with messages about your business. And you'll be supporting this public music station. For 10% off your first campaign, use code INTRO10 at the SoCalSoundOnTap.org. That's the SoCalSoundOnTap.
Light a cigarette, let's talk. Let's tear down the city block. Call in sick, then call on mom.
Hello.
Cause I'm a mess when you're not here. On my
best this time of year. So rest your head upon me now. When you're like we used to talk, but sit like up at the top. Yeah, we still suck at our jobs. I'm a mess when I'm alone. Not my best when we get stoned. Rest your head up, slow it down. When
yes, sir.
friends. You are supporting your local scene right here on Bilingual Sounds 88.5 HD3. That was Surf Wave by Twin Seas. Before that, we had Low by Benny the Ghost. And before that, we had The Devil in Me by James Booth and The Return. And my friends, you have me all to yourselves in the studio tonight. I am answering your burning questions for me about myself and the show, so you can get to know me a little bit better. So our next question is actually a really good one, is how do you balance the commercial side of radio with your personal artistic vision? That's an amazing question. It definitely kind of pulls the curtain on this whole operation, if you will. It's actually not that hard of a tightrope walk, because the commercial aspect of radio enables me to portray my personal artistic vision. We do have artists that we have to play, and it's not necessarily like we have to play these artists. It's more like we really enjoy these people and what they do, and they really enjoy us as people and what we do. So we play their music, and it's a great working relationship. That's what it's all about. And it does go to the heart of what this show is about, supporting your local scene and supporting artists and supporting public radio. I really don't have to compromise my artistic vision all that much. It really is just a matter of me curating playlists that I feel like you would enjoy and that I can be proud of. And obviously, like, you know, time constraints and things like that, especially for this show, I definitely wish it was longer, because I would love to have hours-long podcast episodes for this with the artists that I bring into the studio, but that's just radio for you. And so our next question is, what advice would you give to emerging artists trying to make it in LA? Okay, so from my standpoint, granted, I do work rather closely with a lot of local bands. I feel I have a very boots-on-the-ground approach to this. So while I'm not a musician or a performer myself, this is at least the wisdom that I have gained through this project, Support Your Local Scene. Please stop doing local band things. And that's going to sound a little strange at first, but hear me out. If you're trying to, quote unquote, make it, then you need to establish an image for yourself. You need to establish a stage presence. You need to be an alluring act that people want to see. Not that I doubt that for you, but I also don't know who you are, listener. That's at least what I'm looking for, is people who have a brand identity, because that is so much easier for people like me in radio or any other work I've done as far as the music scene goes, photography, videography, making marketing materials for bands. That's what we're looking for, is something to look at and awesome music to back it up. So if you're looking to make it, that's some of the best advice that I can give. Learn how to work a room. Talk to the audience when you're on stage. You have the stage. You can sing and do whatever you want, within reason, of course. But nonetheless, you have people paying attention to you, and I would advise you to use that time wisely. So if you're going to be up there, please have something to say. That is my little PSA. You asked, so I'm telling. This next track is called Rise and Shine, and it's from The Buttertones. You're supporting your local scene. I'll be back very soon.
When I fell out alone from a dream,
streaming Bilingual Sounds Public Radio.
Two roads that I must choose.
there, friends. You are supporting your local scene right here on Bilingual Sounds. That was Two Roads by the Church Burglars. It is now time for our lightning round, so I'm going to try and answer these questions as quickly and succinctly as I can because we are running out of time. Oh, no. So, first question is, what do you do outside of radio? Well, I am a filmmaker. I am working on a documentary about the LA music scene. I've been chipping away at that over a couple of years now, almost. So I do need to post more about that on the socials, but maybe this will be my accountability tool. Aside from that, I dabble in analog photography. I also write. I write quite a bit. I write in a journalistic sense. I actually have my own publication, my own online media journal. It is called the Crossroad Chronicle. So look that up, crossroadchronicle.wordpress. If you are interested in the musings I have to say about new releases and stuff as to music and also just the intersection of art and real life and all of the crazy things in this world. So I also write movies. That's my degree, is screenwriting, and I like historical fiction. Period pieces are really nice because I minored in history here at CSUN, so that definitely makes its way into my work. Next question. If you weren't in radio, what would you be doing? Probably one of those other things I mentioned. How do you stay so motivated? It's not a matter of motivation because motivation is bound to waver. It's more a recipe of consistency. It's just maintaining a good rhythm, a good flow with what you're working on and what you're striving towards, and having a why statement on hand. Because it's always those times where you don't want to get up out of bed or do the things that you have to do in a day that you need to remind yourself of why you're chasing after the things that you are. And last question is, what should people know or appreciate about indie music that you think they should? I think people should be enjoying the art, not necessarily the streams or the concert size or whatever, especially concert size. Size doesn't matter, guys. So there is something to be said about smaller shows, because it's a totally different experience being able to reach out and touch the people on stage. Maybe don't actually do that, but I'm saying figuratively, that there's something very, very human and very grounding about seeing these people bare their souls right in front of you. And I mean right in front of you, because that is what performance is it's a revealing of the soul. So thank you so much, guys, for sending in your questions. I appreciate this. I love doing these solo shows so that you guys can get to know me a little bit better. And listeners, I would like to thank you for spending the last hour with me. Your viewership helps small and local artists gain the exposure that they so deserve, and I would love nothing more than for you to consider checking out the people I feature on the show, following them on their socials if you can find them, and most importantly, to go to shows. Your presence means more than you know to these very hardworking musicians, and being active in your scene and your community is what this show is all about, and that is my mission. And we need to drive that point home now more than ever. So, thank you for listening. I've been your host, Carissa Kelly. You can find me on Instagram at Carissa A. Kelly. That's K-A-R-I-S-S-A-A-K-E-L-L-Y. Come on back next week and every week thereafter at 6 p.m. We'll be here with a fresh perspective. Thank you for supporting your local scene. Good night, my friends.
Remember the good times, baby. Remember making love on the kitchen floor.